What?
Having a good time!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Chatterbox Crew, a podcast where each week we're going to talk about whatever we want. My name is Nathaniel Next.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that everyone grabbed a drink and a snack and you guys are ready to chat. Maria, what's the question of the week?
Oh my gosh, my question of the week is, what do you feel about love?
Make sure you comment down below. What do you guys feel?
Yes, let us know. Like, do you love it? Do you hate when you're like falling in love? Because I've definitely heard of people being feeling like they kind of don't like the feeling of like having a crush on people.
Yeah.
Honestly, I kind of like it. No, I do like it actually.
I love having a crush, but I feel like my problem is that I, especially these most recent years, I find myself becoming uninterested like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like pretty quickly in most of these guys. I'm like, boring. Snooze.
Mm-hmm. But you love the crush
But
part.
I love the crush part. It's just like
it's just when you're actually like really getting into it. It's like,
no,
it's like it just fizzles. You
know? I'm like, oh god. And like, I don't know. Sometimes it lasts for like a day. Like, this one guy we matched with on Hinge. We were talking. We were having a good time. He messaged me on Grindr like 6 times. I never answered because his vibe just wasn't right on Grindr.
Mm-hmm. I would say I feel like it's always like. Like, you love, like, the physicalness and, like, some aspects, but then they, like, somehow ruin it and, like, just, well, I guess not even ruin it because it's just them being them. No, they actually do fucking ruin
it. No, they always
no,
ruin
actually,
it.
No, actually, I was going to say, actually, if I have some guy say some questionable shit to me and I'm like, I don't fuck with you. Like, you're so hot and then you had to say something so, like,
please don't
fucked up.
Yeah, no.
No, so actually, it is them, actually.
It's always them.
Yeah.
It's never me.
But, like, sometimes just, like, actually, no, sometimes they, like, just, like, says something or, like, they tell me something and it kind of just, like, icks me. I wouldn't say icks me, but like it makes me kind of cringe. I'm like, I'm not into
yeah I don't know,
like for me I'm looking like sometimes our voices
no voices are such a big thing for me.
Yes, I was gonna say there was some that like what the fuck did I say there been some that, yes one of my talks for this week, girl. Well, tell me why, we'll get back to this question, but tell me why, like when I was watching the last episode there's some parts where I'm like, what the fuck am I saying? Like I sound so like I'm like, what is going on? So that's actually one of my new year's things.
I know
it's February.
I know
it's one of my new things I want to work on.
Mm-hmm. New.
Speaking more clearly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I need to speak more clearly too. I feel like a lot of my words are like
clearly. Girl, I was watching that last one and I was like, what am I saying? But anyways,
my love.
Love.
What were we talking about?
I know. I literally said, we'll get back to this.
I
don't remember.
Well, I feel like love is...
Yeah, what's your feelings on it?
It's such a strange thing.
It really... Are you gonna cry?
Love?
Because it goes through something. Through something recently.
Whoa, no.
But I feel like everyone goes through it at some point, you know?
I feel like...
And this girl from used to just ghost all the time.
I don't know. I don't have any love in my life right now. I'm also not really looking for, like, hookups right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much anxiety.
No, understandable. Especially if, like, they're coming to your house. Or even if you're going to their house.
No,
you never know.
I do not like going to their house. Mm-hmm. I hate it, first of all. When they leave, I just get to, like, relax. I don't have to drive or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially, like, if I'm bottoming, which is 99% of the time. I don't want to, like, douche at my house and then go to your house. Because especially with this state, it's so much driving. And by the time I get there, it's, mm-hmm. like...
It's like, you're already kind of over it. You're like,
I don't want to do this.
But I would say the good part is, like, you don't have to, like, kick someone out. Because some people won't leave.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, God. And it's like,
I know.
Yeah.
They just be, and I'm like.
Yeah, but it's like, if you're at their place, you can just leave. But like, still, I don't see, I'm just saying.
Well, I feel like, okay, I will say with hookups,
even,
with hookups, I tend to be more blunt with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I don't know, I don't plan on ever seeing that person again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll be like, okay.
It's a hookup.
Yeah, I'll be like, okay.
Unless you really like the hookup. I was going to say, have you ever had like a.
A friend like of benefits?
Yeah.
Or
just a recovery. Doesn't even have any friends with benefits. Just like you did see them a few more times, even after that first one.
Honestly, not really.
Damn.
I mean, like, not really.
Really?
I just like I hit it and I'm like, okay, goodbye.
Understandable. Okay, I was just curious if like maybe like one would like really stuck for you. Like the sex was so good, you were like, I gotta see you again.
No, you know what? I saw one. Okay, are you like, this sounds horrible. I saw one guy. I still remember I saw one guy twice.
I mean, I don't think it's horrible. I mean, we're young.
Yeah.
We're just having fun. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I saw one guy twice. But when I had hookups, I still remember. I one time, One time this guy, I went over to his house and he opened the door and he did not look like his pictures. Oh, and I went, I think I'm going to go home. And so I think I'm going to go home, actually. Mm-hmm. And I just got in line. I feel like I tend to be more blunt.
Yeah, no, yeah. And I think that's good because, you know, it's very much to the point.
Because he did not look like his pictures, girl. Oh,
really? Was it really that bad?
Yes.
So this is our platter. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely about to dig I in, wanna say, so I'm happy, just going to show you this.
Happy Valentine's Day. I took a video of the platter. So here's that video of the platter. For our audio listeners, we have pink. Oh, my God.
I love those sugar cookies.
We have pink sugar cookies. Then we have strawberries and cream cookies. Pink Hershey Kisses, and then me and Maria each got a box of chocolate. Yeah, they're just milk chocolate. And then if you're coming from our YouTube video, hi guys, we are about to decorate the brownies right now.
Just cooling down.
Yeah, they're just cooling down. We're gonna take a few nibbles of our little tray and then
you know, make some space.
Yeah, yeah. Make a little space for them, and then we're gonna go and grab some brownies. Yes. So check out for that. But
yeah. I know some people like. I know some people, these cookies are controversial. The sugar cookies.
Yeah, these.
Some people either you love it or you hate it.
I will say I love them. They're dry as fuck, but they're so good.
No, they're dry.
Yeah, like in the best way.
In the best way.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Like I wouldn't have it any other way.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to do a review on all the chocolates in here.
You know what I love? You take the first bite and you kind of like chew it, then you kind of scrape it. That's what I love so much. Like, yeah, it's dry, but it's like but in there. It really meshes well. Like, the meshiness meshes well. Like, I feel like if it was like not as like dry, like it was more like, you know, lighter.
Like a creamy cookie.
It wouldn't be the same. It'd be such a different experience.
I know. Could you imagine?
Obviously, different texture.
No. What do you give the cookies, I guess?
10.
I mean, these cookies will always just be like an 8.
Well, actually, no. They're actually an 8. But they're a 10 in the sense when, like, when I eat it, it hits.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, actually, altogether, it's like an 8.
They'll always be an 8 to me. These are so fucking good, bitch. I had to... Okay, let me... I will say something. I got this box... I got a box of these cookies yesterday. There was, like, 12 in the package. Bitch, I ate, like, 6 packages. They were so fucking good. Yeah, I could not stop.
I've eaten tubs of ice cream in one sitting. Cheers.
Bitch, I was so surprised at how good these were.
That feeling's good. I was gonna say, I wasn't really that excited for them. Like, I was when I was like, ooh, you know? But I was gonna say, the first bite, like, you can't really taste the frosting at all. And but then, as you go, it gets richer, and I love it.
Do you wanna go ahead and do a review?
No, yeah, come on, we're already munching. Gotta review a little. We are reviewers.
Y'all know we love a review.
Oh my God, can we talk about...
I thought about this just now,
because I'm being loud. I was going to say, in our ASMR video, I genuinely thought I was whispering.
Yeah.
Like, I knew there were some parts where, like, I wasn't. But there were parts, I did think I was whispering. I did think I was, like, quiet, you know?
Yeah.
And then watching it back, now they'll show me a clip. I'm still screaming. Like, I'm probably, like, a neutral level.
Screaming in this.
Okay, let's try one. Let's not even look. Okay. Let's do... Do you want to grab the same one or... Let's grab the same one.
Yeah, same one for
let's
sure.
Let's do circle.
Circle? Okay.
Cheers. She's like this glossy. Like. I think it's going to have like a filling.
A cute swirl.
Mm.
I think we're all going to have filling.
Caramel. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
No, some chocolate zone.
The caramel's kind of like mid.
I will say, I feel like with these kind of things, like it looks so good, but like the chocolate ends up being so mid.
Yeah.
But do I still buy it?
Of course.
Rectangle.
I'm so excited. I already know.
Like, if that caramel was richer, it would have hit.
It would be so good. I love.
I think it's like orange or something.
Definitely orange cream.
Usually I'm not into those. Really good.
Right? Why is this gray?
I know. She's like dusty. It's like a dusty ass chocolate.
Okay, this is the...
Because love, we haven't experienced love in forever.
And we haven't. This is... It looks like a heart. It's a little dusty.
Doesn't have any taste. It's like old Halloween candy. Not it.
Don't sponsor us.
That's why I looked at the packaging. I was trying to say, who's it by? Is it Nestle? Who is it?
Do you want to go decorate the brownies?
I would love to. Yeah,
we are going to be
What
the fuck did I just do?
We'll be right back. We'll talk more about our weeks, more about our love lives.
And maybe some Galentine's Day games.
Who knows? Some games?
Who knows? Okay, we're going to be right back.
We're going to
be right back.
We're going to take a quick break.
And we're going to be right back. Make sure you grab a drink.
Make sure you get a snack.
Okay, we are back. We got our brownies. Yes, we're ready to
they're
talk.
They're so good. We already tasted it, obviously.
Of course. We're ready to talk Valentine's Day.
If you want to see that rating, love. Head on over to our pot. Wait, no, we didn't even film for YouTube. We didn't rate them.
Oh, no.
We'll still rate them, but it won't be, like, our first reaction. Yes.
This one is...
He did a heart, and I did a heart, too. I put some of the sugar cookie on top. So, let's give it a bite. Cheers. What did you put on top of yours?
I put a pecan on. I put, pecan sugar topping on top of mine. They're so good.
The frosting ruins it, kind of.
You think?
I'm not really into it.
I didn't put a lot of frosting on mine, so I feel like it doesn't really ruin it for me. Damn, then you're not gonna like that one.
No, yeah, I'm definitely like, just two kisses.
Scrape all the icing off.
Just okay. Some of it. Just more or less.
I kind of want some more.
I feel like it's just, I wish it was more strawberry tasting. It's like a light, like the smell of it was really strong, so I was like, ooh, I'm really going to taste that. But I feel like it's like pretty light, honestly.
Well, you know what would have been good? If we chopped up some strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been really good.
It would have been really good. Mm. And we got some milk.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What's I love dumping, milk? Not dumping, dunking my brownies in milk.
Of course, in wine glasses, because we're fancy as fuck.
We're so fancy.
We have a question. What was the worst first date you've ever been on?
Like, I would say it's the one that I want to consider wasn't a date.
Oh, yeah.
Because he said, let's hang out. But we did meet on a dating app. I remember when I was saying, I was like, I don't want to consider a date. And you were like, well, where did you meet him? Yep. I remember you said, well, where did you meet him?
Where did you meet him, though?
I met him on Bumble. But, like, he was just... I knew him in some of middle school and a little bit of high school.
Mm-hmm.
He was always, like, really quiet. Mm-hmm. Like, he was, like, I was quiet, but, like, I would still talk. He was, like, he wouldn't even speak, bitch. Like, I'd speak to him, and he'd, like, answer me with his head. Oh, like, God. He would barely speak. And if he did speak, it was very, like, very low.
Yeah.
And I gotta be like, what? Huh? Like, I mean, I find it kind of cute, honestly, how quiet he was. So I would, like, be like, huh? Getting all in his face. Like, I still remember it would make him blush all the time. Like, he'd turn and he'd, like, blush. And I'm like, that's kind of cute.
He's like, I did
no,
not.
No, then I'm like, what? Huh?
Say it again.
No, literally, all up in his grill. But, yeah, he was always pretty quiet. I mean, we were never, like, close. And it was always me that, like, came to him on the most part to, like, talk to him. But, then I saw him on Bumble and I was like, oh my gosh, let's reconnect, you know? Honestly, like, I know it was a dating app, but it was more, like, I wasn't even that I was attracted to him. It was more that I was more curious. Like, just how he's doing, you know? Like, it's like, oh my gosh, like, I knew him. How is he? You know, because, like, I think the last time we actually ever, like, spoke was, like, sophomore year.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was like, how is he? And then, you know, we're talking, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, and you found out how he was.
Yeah, I love how he said, I was like, yeah, I used to be so quiet. I still remember him saying that specifically. He was like, I used to be so quiet. I wouldn't talk, blah, blah, blah.
And you said?
No, and then cut to the hangout or date, however you want to take it. he was so quiet, girl. I was like all the talking.
I know.
Literally, okay. He also smokes, and at this point, I had a pen. Oh my gosh, here I thought I had a pen. The last time I had a pen was like a year ago, but I think it was only a few months ago. I think it was no, actually, it has been almost a year. Never mind. So it has been a year. But it's when I still had a pen, and since he wasn't really speaking that much, I knew he liked to smoke. I was like, you want to smoke? So you know, we smoke. He's still barely talking. Also, I want to say. Beforehand, he was also kept trying to get me to go back to his house.
Yeah.
And I'm so fucking glad I didn't say yes. Because, later on in the day, we were talking about, like, our parents, blah, blah, blah. And, I remember one of his things was, like, yeah, my mom's at home. Like, he literally said, like, yeah, she's at home. Like, we could still go back. He was still trying to, like, get me to go back. And I was like, your mom's there? I don't want to meet your mom. And he's like, she's really nice. Like, she's probably just going to, like, say hey. And I'm like, I don't want to go. First of all, I don't want to go to your home. But don't want to meet your mom. We're like, this is like
that's really
that's
weird.
Too much.
That is too much. I mean, maybe
too much. And I mean, I did eventually tell him, like, stop trying to get me to go back to your home. Like, we can end this right here if you just want to go back home. But the date kept going on. I don't know why I even let it go that long. I think it was because I started smoking with him. I think maybe that's why. And I was just like, playing into it. I don't know. But I just never did. Like, I have before of other days, like, cut it off at a certain time. Just when I wasn't feeling it, honestly. Yeah. I don't know why with him. I just, like, I literally let it go on. Like, I think I was with him from, like, I don't remember so what time. Long, but at least, bitch. Like, 5 hours. I feel like I was with him for, like, at least 5 hours.
Mm-hmm. Are you jealous?
I am so jealous. But I feel like I was with him for, like, 5 hours. And it wasn't it.
And that was so long. Mm-hmm. That was too long. It was
so long. For I us know. To, like, for him to barely say anything. Just, like, be my little shadow, basically.
I know. That was horrible.
I know. So I would say that was my, the worst one.
The worst one.
Yeah, I don't think I can think of another one.
Yeah.
How about you?
Okay, I have a few that are, like, flickering through my mind right now. I don't know which one I want to say is the worst.
Has anything crazy happened to you? I feel like all my days are all pretty, like, neutral. Like, not, like, I haven't, like, gotten, like, a terrible experience where, like, the guy was an asshole.
It wasn't a first date, but I was on a date with this guy. Mm-hmm. And it was just, like, a movies and a hangout type of date. Like, it was very chill, you know. I'd seen him for, like, two or three times before this. Mm-hmm. It was, like, chill at his house. We watched movies, you know. So we mm-hmm. went through the Taco Bell drive-thru to get some food, right? So we're getting food. And he goes, can I get some more sauce? Mm-hmm. And the lady goes, oh, sorry, I can only give you X amount of sauces. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, a normal person would have just, okay, oh, I'm so sorry, that's fine.
Yeah.
Rolled on the way. He goes, but I want more sauce. Mm-hmm. I said, what?
Yeah, like, he wanted to start arguing, and he had, like, an attitude.
And I literally said, whip my head around, and she goes, well, I can only give you so many. He pulled out the line. He pulled out the line that made me about piss my pants.
God.
Can I speak to your manager?
Over some sauce?
Bitch, I was humiliated. Mm. I was so embarrassed.
You were embarrassed to be there.
I was so embarrassed. Bitch, I turned my head. I literally turned my head, and I was like, I don't fucking know this man. I literally don't know this person. Mm-hmm. It was so embarrassing. But mm-hmm. then, I don't know, I stuck out for at least one movie, and then I was like, okay, I gotta go home. Mm. And then I stopped speaking to that person.
Do you think that gave you a peek of him? I mean, I feel like it does give you a peek of him on, like, how he is.
Yeah.
But even, like you said, you stuck around for a little bit.
Being rude to
work. Did you see other tendencies come out?
No, for the most part, that was the main one. It was, like, pretty good, but I was like, if you're gonna be rude to someone in a drive-thru like that, mm-hmm. get out of my fucking face. Over sauce?
No, that's crazy.
Over sauce?
I would either just be like, okay, fine, or if I really want a sauce, I'd probably be like, oh, can I pay for one? Because I know, like, from McDonald's, you get, it's like 50 cents.
Oh, that makes
me understand that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, oh, but it's like, I mean, I'll pay for it if I want extra sauce, you know? Like, I want extra sauce.
Give me the sauce!
You know?
Yeah.
So I get him, like, wanting sauce, but, like, he definitely could have gone around it in a better way.
Yeah.
Just being rude over some sauce and be like, I need a manager.
That it was.
Girl, let's calm down. Like, it's just sauce. I'll give you my sauce. Shut up.
She really ate that. She goes, I am the manager. And I said,
period. I love that for her.
I know. I love that.
Bitch,
it was, oh God, it was so embarrassing. I literally can't.
No, that's so embarrassing. I was definitely like, oh. Okay, that story reminds me of something.
I haven't been back to that Taco Bell.
Really?
I have not.
You're like,
been
I don't
back.
Even want them to, think I'm with him still.
Yeah, no, like, I can't.
I get that, but, like, I wouldn't say it was, like, bad, but, like, it definitely did give me an ick when this one guy went on a date with him, and we went to Olive Garden.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, we're looking at the menu. I like to be ready. Before, like, I say, like, yeah, I'm ready, like, I'm actually ready, because you know how they usually ask, like, oh, are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you need some more time? But anyways, I remember we were talking about the menu, blah, blah, and he's like, where's the soups at? And I show him. Not only did I tell him where, but I pointed, I show him. And then, you know, we're still looking around, you know, looking at what we're going to get. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what I'm getting. He's like, yeah, I know what I'm going to get. Tell me fucking why. The waiter comes over, you know, you ready? Yeah. I order my thing. And then his turn, and then, oh my, I don't know what happened. He just starts scrambling. He's like, looking for everything. I'm like, oh my God, he's not ready. Like, hurry up. Get ready. Like, that kind of annoyed me. I'm like, hurry up. Like, we told him we were ready. But anyways, then he had an attitude, but he definitely kind of like had a tone when he says, where's the soups? To the waiter. And I'm like, I literally fucking told him. I told him where the soups are.
I showed
not only
you.
Not did I tell him, I pointed. What is going on? Like, I thought you were ready. And then you're like, getting a little worked up over some soup.
I hate
like,
that.
Where's the soups?
Did you get your go-to soup?
No.
Oh, you don't.
I didn't. I don't do it on dates. I don't know why.
No, what do you go with? Do you still get the soup? Or are you like, oh, you're
Oh, no. I'm still eating what I'm going to eat. But I mean, like, don't know. I guess because, like, with my dates, I have gone to Olive Garden. Because Olive Garden, I always get something to take.
Of course.
But I've always, like, finished it. Actually, no. There, with one day, I didn't finish my pasta. So I did get my to-go plate. Because, you know, I want to take my pasta with me. Of course. But I didn't get an extra scoop. But I left it in his car. Yeah, I was so sad.
Did you ever see him again?
No. I was sad.
I feel like I've gone on so many dates where I just, like, never saw the person again.
I would say most of my dates are just one date.
You see, I feel like a lot of my dates...
A few of them do end up being, like, a few, but most of them, just, like, one.
I feel like a lot of my dates, especially some of them have gone really well. Mm. This one guy I really liked, but then...
For me, it's, like, the date's good, but it's never been, like... But usually it's not enough where I'm, like, want to continue it more. Like, yeah. It's, like, good. Like, I enjoyed them, but not in, like, I want to keep talking to you.
Yeah. You know, I still remember... This is a little off topic, but when I would go on dates right after I got broken up with by, you know, and I would have sex with that person, I would feel so wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, having sex with that person. It would feel... It felt always... I still remember it felt so weird. Mm-hmm. Sleeping with someone else for the longest time, it doesn't feel like that anymore. Now mm-hmm. I'm like, I'll sleep with anybody. It's like kind of fun, but I hate that sound. Is gonna make me like go into an aneurysm. I was.
You have some good ASMR. Dum, dum. So we kept going too.
I know.
Suki's a glare he gave you. He said,
"Sorry, sweetie. He is so. Why do you look so
green? He's licking. He's grooming himself. He's a clean guy.
Yeah. He's giving himself a bath." Mm-hmm. you know what you need to do? Brush your fucking teeth. Just rank.
Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a date that, like, stood out to you? Like, oh, that was a really, like, good date. Or, like, there was, like, a cute moment.
I've told this story 17,000 mm-hmm. times. You know!
I know it was wonderful. But I love that one. Like, I want that to happen to me.
So let me paint the scene.
Yeah, paint it, please.
I had been seeing this guy. This was maybe, I think it was our third date, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, I have another story after this. That is one that you haven't heard, but.
Ooh.
It was, we went to downtown. We were walking around. It was a little gloomy.
I love a downtown date. Yeah,
it was a little, see, that's where.
Although I hear some things, I think it's your theory on downtown dates that never, like, passes forward after that. That's no, when yeah, things go
that's
bad.
Always, it always happened to me. Every single guy I took downtown, which was a lot of them. Never a second date. You know, I even did it.
The ones I've gone there, I don't think there has been a second date.
Exactly. It always ends after downtown.
What is up with downtown?
I don't know. But, I mean, I did see this one again after downtown. But okay, never point.
Mind.
But we're downtown. It's a little gloomy. My favorite kind of weather. It's a little gloomy. It's, you know, we're having a good time. We got Chick-fil-A.
I love Chick-fil-A.
But before we got Chick-fil-A, we were walking around. It's a trail in downtown Green. Are you jealous? It's a trail in downtown, and we were walking around the trail.
Have they ever fought?
Only when they first met.
Yeah, like understandable, because, you know, but they don't know each other.
I told. Oh. Okay.
Are you better smack Zuki? She's a lady. Oh, they're just, like, friends. You were talking about, like, how they don't really associate. They're, like, so friendly.
I told you. I literally just think that they accept each other.
Oh, just
acceptance.
Tolerate?
Like, they just,
didn't,
you know,
like, want to smack her.
I know. He got
he really was talking. He was like, you want some of this? Oh, my God. Yesterday, I'm guessing there were a couple fighting.
Oh, my God.
It was
God.
A man and a woman. I told Nathaniel about this. I went for a little sweet treat, you know. Oh, he loves her. He's grooming her. Oh, my gosh. He's, like, manipulator. First he's gonna smack her, and now he's, like, grooming her? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, love is in the air.
I know.
Sibling love.
and you know Lil.
We all know Lil something about that. Anyways, I'm gonna get my sweet treat. I pull up to the side of, it's a Dollar Tree and a Waffle House.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
First mistake.
I mean, it's right next to the Brewster, so I literally just, like, went from that parking lot to that parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So there I am, you know, just sitting there, eating my sweet treat. I'm watching Sex and the City. I love that show. I started it, like, last week. I'm almost done with it. I think I'm in the last season.
Really?
I'm so, like, sad. But anyways,
it's
really good. Yes, I was talking to one of my coworkers about that. Like, when I find a show that I love, like, I literally binge it. Like, I finish mm-hmm. it so fast.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I'm there eating my sweet treat, enjoying my show. And also I hear, like, yelling. Like, I'm hearing some yelling. I can't really make out what's being said, but I'm hearing yelling. So obviously I'm like, what's going on? Because, you know, gotta be aware of your surroundings.
Of course.
So I'm looking around and I see there's a man and woman like walking up to close to my car. And they're yelling about something, you know. And they're already kind of getting each other's faces.
Yeah.
But like nothing's like, hands aren't swinging. They're just like getting each other's faces in each other's like space.
Staying mad.
Yes. And then they actually end up passing right next to my door, like on the passenger side, but like right there next to me. I'm like, oh my gosh, please don't fucking fight or see me and go off on me. Like, what is going on?
I don't deserve that.
But anyways, they walk a little bit more ahead, not too far. You saw how far it was. Yeah, it wasn't too far. It wasn't far at all. At all. We're like, I don't know who started first, but like they start swinging on each other. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I think I have to call the police because I'm not gonna like watch this woman get beat either, you know?
Yeah.
But like right when I'm starting to grab my phone, I see she really knocked him, girl. She went, bah! It was a good hit. And then he stopped, you know?
Uh-huh.
And they just continue walking and, like, arguing. And together. I'm like, no, yeah, they're still going together. And then again, they, like, square up. Like, literally square up. I'm like, oh, my gosh, maybe I do need to call the police. Because he, like, I don't know. I feel like I hesitated too much. Maybe I should have. But they, like, square up on each other. Like, you know, there's some space, but they both have their hands up like this. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I need to. I was like, maybe I should call the police, actually. And then, like, they actually did end up hitting each other a little bit. But, like, again, she gives them a little. And then a little, like, hit. And then, like, they stop.
Yeah.
Actually, she didn't hit him. They didn't hit each other. She just went like this, and then he, like, put his hands down. Actually, they did not hit each other that second time. Mm-hmm. But she kind of went like this, and then he stopped. No, yeah, I'm telling you, that hit she gave him was really good. Because, like, it really wasn't a long fight. They just did a little distance, and then she went, blah. And he calmed down. But I'm like, that's so terrible. Because, like, they're both obviously so used to that. And it's fucked up. That's a fucked up love, y'all. Domestic violence is real.
It's real. And it's crazy.
No, yeah. So I'm like, what is going on? That's really crazy. I know, it's really crazy. I'm like, what is going on? Anyways, they just continue going together. And then a little bit later on, at this point, we're still talking. Yeah, me and Maria have the phone. And the lady walks by and she's all by herself. She's still mad. I can see her going on the phone. No, yeah.
She was like a little troll walking by.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Oh my God, it was so crazy.
Yeah.
I wish I could have seen. I mean, like, obviously I don't. Yeah, I do, actually. I wish
I mean, I could have kept my eyes off it. I wish I could have been there and be like,
what's going on over there? Oh, I wish I could see. But do you ever want love like that?
No. I was going to say, I've never gone through domestic violence, but I've definitely gone through, like, emotional. What's it called? Emotional manipulation, but that's not what I want to say. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? There's another word. It's like, you know, there's domestic violence, which is like emotional. I don't know. I don't know what it's called. Sorry, guys. But it's like emotional something. And like this one guy, like he would speak so badly to me, and I just kind of like took it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I would say I took it because I would definitely say shit back to him, but I would take it. What happened?
I thought I had like, I forgot I had my glasses off and I went like that.
Oh,
like,
you fucked your eyes? Oh my gosh, you're literally gonna take your eyes out. What is going on? But I would still say to a degree I did take it because yes, I would say stuff back to him, but did I ever fucking leave? A few times I did try. But then I would go back to him.
No, I know the story.
I think this is so fucked up. He would like, in a way, punish me. Where like, if he would get mad at me or like, just mad at me about things I would say to him, or if we just got in some sort of argument, he'd kind of like stop talking to me and then like come back to me. I would try to reach out to him, stop, come back, blah, 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 you know?
I've had guys
like what's going on? I hate when there's sometimes where, like, I knew when, like, an argument was going to start over something I said, too.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I remember we were playing, like, no, we weren't playing games. This is another story, actually. I'll tell the story first, actually. So we were playing a game together with my friend, Mariana, you know? And, you know, we're on a call. We're all on a call together. We're playing together, blah, blah, blah. Tell me why we start arguing. I forgot Martin was even there. I think it's so embarrassing. We still start arguing with each other. Yelling.
So this whole time, I thought I've been the one in the predicament, but you've also had a predicament the same that I had.
You had the same predicament where you're, like, arguing in front of your friend?
With you and Laura.
Oh, I was going to say, when that call you had with the recent one, and I'm just here, like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, but I think
it wasn't a full-on argument, but, girl, you sounded mad. And then he kind of got a tone, too, and I was like, oh, my God. I'm just like... But anyways, I forgot Mario was even there. Like, we're going at it. We're yelling at each other. And I'm not saying this is only a little bit. Like, this went over a few minutes. And then I think Mario finally says something, because he says something to me. And I was like, oh, my God. That is like so I genuinely weird. Forgot she was there, and I ended that call real quick. I was like, we gotta go, like, bye. You know, we hang up, you know. And I'm like, Mari, I'm so embarrassed. Like, I'm sorry. But she, I don't remember what it was he said to me. I think he just called me stupid. That's what he called me all the fucking time.
That's not nice.
Yeah,
that's
not nice. Crazy. I forgot what it was, but like she said something, and I just felt bad. I felt bad and embarrassed. Mostly embarrassed. I was like, no way she just saw me.
Yeah.
Because like, yes, I would tell her things that he would like say and do, but not, she was never there.
Yeah, no.
And it's like, now she like experienced
and now
it.
She like knows.
Yes, but what was my other story I was going to say?
Happy Valentine's
Day. Fuck, I forgot. That was why I asked that question of the day.
Happy Valentine's
Day. But how do you feel about love? Yeah. Well, love can be a lot of things.
Yeah.
Fuck, what was the thing that the other story was going to say?
Well, my most memorable first day.
I remember my other story. Sorry. But there was this other incident where, how you knew, like, an argument was gonna start.
Yeah.
That was what led to this other story. So, I had seen a TikTok, and I thought it was, like, really funny, because, like, he enjoyed to play video games.
Yeah, I love to play video games.
You know? And I was, like, I thought it was funny, because, like, apparently this one person, like, they, like, took off their headphones, like, those gaming headphones, and then they had, like, a big indent, you know? But they had a big indent, and I was, like, haha, this is you, because you're always playing games. Tell me fucking why. Literally, like, I kid you not, even a minute later, I'm already getting a call. I already fucking knew. Like, I knew he saw it, and I knew he was gonna say something. And I was exactly right. So I remember even going back up over my head. I was like, I can either answer, and he'll yell at me, or I can either not answer, or he'll yell at me later, or he'll just be mad at me,
mm-hmm.
or he'll just ignore me for days.
Yeah.
Which one would I rather? I'll answer and just get yelled at.
Hey.
You know, so fucking stupid. You were so mad over that. It was a joke.
Yeah, like, that's such a stupid thing to be mad about.
This was like when I was like 18, maybe. Wow. No, yeah, like 18. I think I was freshly 18.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Arguing for Amari is so funny.
I don't know. That's so embarrassing. So as I think about it, I'm like, oh my God. That's so embarrassing.
We've all.
But anyways, I definitely feel like with that relationship, though, just think of the positive. It definitely it's like over. Showed me. Yes, definitely that it's over. But it definitely showed me like. That's something I definitely don't want to go through again. Because
yeah.
It was generally so hard. That's why, like, well, I kind of get it. Like, well, I get it was so
friend
hard.
Friend of the pod.
Yes. Y'all can see him. Y'all go to past episodes.
No, I'm not going to say no. I was literally about taking that episode down.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't want her to think that it's about her. This girl that's also in that video where he pops up in.
Oh!
Yeah, but because, you know.
I didn't remember. Honestly, I didn't remember what video it was.
Oh, I remember.
I just remember he's, like, been on the pod, like, a few times. He just made a few cameos. But, you know, so he's just a little psycho and has been in the beginning. But anyways, I'm going to say, you would tell me, like, the things he would say to you. And then, you know, the few times he did get physical with you. Fucked up. But I definitely get why it was so hard. Because, like, you had all this time together, you know. Mm-hmm. Y'all were together for, like, 2 years? 3 years?
30.
Shut up.
It was 3.
Y'all were together for like 3 years. Obviously, you had your good times. So with those bad times, it just makes it hard, you know? Like, you just want to like stick around. Like, you kind of like, at least I know for me, sometimes I'd be like, what was in the beginning, I would say, I'd be like, ugh, like, I should have just shouldn't have said that. Because there were sometimes I'm like, you know, maybe I just shouldn't have said that, blah, 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 blah.
I really think moving out was our downfall. Was our biggest downfall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You think? I feel like that showed you like... Like, yes, it probably was a led to, like, some bad things for things to go downhill in a relationship. But I also feel like it showed you, like, maybe this is not the relationship you should be in.
Yeah.
You know?
After moving in for a year.
No, yeah, that's crazy, though. I mean, I feel like there were definitely signs beforehand.
Oh, yeah. He did cheat on me before.
I say with some things that you've told me before, I definitely think there were signs beforehand.
He did hit me before we moved in together, too.
Yeah.
I just, like, and you know.
You just kind of, like, made excuses, just kind of, yeah. Like, took it
drunk.
In a degree.
He was drunk. It's fine.
It's fine. Like, he didn't mean to.
He never did it. He never does it sober.
Yeah.
Only drunk.
But I would say it's that. I definitely that showed that relationship for me. I wasn't even really. We never even dated, so it's not even a relationship.
Only drunk. He gets drunk 7 days a week.
Oh my God. No, that's definitely a problem. I feel like with that situationship.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it was hard to get over him. It was like. I want to say, like, 8 months. 8 or 7 months.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that situationship showed me I definitely don't want that. And it definitely, like, taught me later on what not to, like, take and just, like, what not to. Just, just like what flags like pay more attention to. Yeah. I feel like it's just like, it's just, I feel like it definitely like altered my brain a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And
oh yeah, it will.
That's another thing I was gonna say. It definitely altered my brain a lot. I was gonna say, well, it's something I remember actually, with that situation, I remember when I was getting over him. Cause like obviously like I knew that it was bad, like what was going on. Like it was so hard for me to like want to cut things off. Even once I understood like this is definitely not the kind of situation I wanna be in.
Yeah.
I remember I listened to the song, not song, but the album by Mariana, I think her name is. Mariana. I don't know. It's like Mariana. I don't know her, like, I don't know how to pronounce her name, sorry guys. It's like Mariana. No, it's definitely Mariana. But, I don't know, even know the name of the album, but, like, there was a few songs that really, really hit hard for me.
Oh, wow.
And helped me get through it a little bit. Like, I remember one of the songs I used to listen to a lot was Flowers by Mariana. I think her name's Mariana. I've been watching a lot of rom-coms, because, you know, February, I love rom-coms. And I love when it's kind of up when, like, old streaming platforms, mm-hmm. like, are releasing all what's those your favorite kind one? Of things. Ooh, my favorite one. Ever. I love Bride War. I'm gonna say that's a rom-com. It's definitely like a romance. I mean, there definitely is some romance, but like it's more like a drama. Mm-hmm. Favorite rom-com. Mm.
Which one makes you laugh?
Cry. I love Mother-in-Law. I don't know if that is a rom-com also because it's mostly like yes, it shows the romance, but it's also mostly focused on the mother-in-law and the wife.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good movie. My favorite rom-com. Do you have a favorite rom-com? Oh my gosh, I used to love She's a Man. I don't know if that's a rom-com.
I don't know.
Let me just say, like, every movie that I like and be like, I don't know if it's a rom-com. Like, there's so many. Ooh, what's it called? 10 Things I Hate About You. That's a good one. It's like, I used to love that movie as a kid.
I thought.
Well, teenager, I would say.
I feel like Love, Simon's kind of considered a rom-com. Mm. But besides that, not really. I don't really like rom-coms.
Really? I enjoy. There's all those other ones like How to Know If He's Not Into You or something like that.
Is it a rom-com?
It's really good. It is a rom-com. It's so good. There's always some parts that make me cringe, but it's so good.
Mm-hmm. I love movies like that. That are so old that's like, oh.
Ooh, for animes, I love shoujo movies. Those are usually have like romance in them.
Mm. I usually watch slice of life animes.
Those are good
I like
too.
That. I like that real. I like some of them be getting me though, but it's like sobbing.
No, yeah, some of them really get me sobbing. I feel like most of them do. Like the ones that like I've watched, I feel like most of them do invoke sadness or just some emotion. Yeah, I wouldn't say all of them invoke sadness, but like some of them do. Like, I would say most part do.
I don't remember the name.
Like
of
Nana.
The
girl, I've been crying. Ooh, Clannad, that's a good one. You get a little bit of everything. Like you're laughing, you're sad. You know, you're feeling all those emotions.
There was one I don't remember the name of. About this, like, single dad who's, like, his wife died or something. And he's trying to learn how to cook for his, like, little child. And then his child starts asking him about if mom's gonna come back. And it's like...
Oh, my God. Literally pulling at the heartstrings.
I'm like, why did you say that right now?
Yeah.
What is that? I kind of still get it. I feel like I'm fucking huge.
Why? Because you're eating?
Yeah.
Hey, I was munching away, so don't feel any type of way, girl.
What is your favorite part of Valentine's Day?
My favorite part is about rom-coms. I love this time of month. I'm telling you, I love that part of Valentine's Day that, just a bunch of things.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Tell me.
A lot of streaming platforms are releasing rom-coms. I love the candy.
Tell me. Picture it. Close your eyes. You find your perfect man.
Oh.
Y'all have been dating for 2 to 3 years.
Would it be like a perfect day or something?
What's the perfect Valentine's Day that he could do for you?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. We've been dating for years?
2 years.
2 years?
We'll say two. We'll say two. We're still pretty early.
What about you?
Okay. Oh my god. Okay. I love attention. But I also love to give things too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like this is how most couples are, but like, I would love to go to like a fancy dinner. I love a fancy dinner. And then, oh!
That was scary.
Honestly, now in life, a fancy dinner,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe like go walk around town for a little bit, do some window shopping, have a good time, and then come home and smoke.
Mm.
Like have a good time, get a little bit under the influence together, and obviously have sex.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be the perfect Valentine's Day, and obviously like flowers. You know, my ex-boyfriend never gave me flowers, except for one time when I asked him to get me flowers.
Oh my god. So you basically got yourself flowers.
Yeah, basically. And then I bought him more flowers. I bought him more flowers than he bought me. Sick.
Yikes. There's this one guy I went on dates with, and I don't know why each time he would tell me how, like, he either thought of getting me flowers or he was, but he just ran out of time. And that kind of irked me. It's like, why
would you tell me? Just get the fucking
flowers. Like, why would you tell me, oh, I was going to get you them.
But no. But you didn't. No, yeah, but why?
I mean, he would give me other things, but...
Like kisses?
No.
Oh.
He would give me other things. Well, we don't know what that means. We went on, like, a two. Yeah, we went on two.
Bro, I'd be fucking on the first date.
Yeah, you.
Maybe that's... Maybe
we're
that's,
different.
Maybe that's why we don't... Maybe that's why a lot of my first dates don't go past the first date. Because first date,
I don't think there's anything wrong. I mean, I think it's just mostly me.
Yeah.
I don't want to kiss them, personally. Not the first one.
I love to kiss.
I don't want to kiss them.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, that's just me. But also, I feel like... what was I fucking talking about? I don't remember. I just didn't like that he would tell me he was going to get me something. Well, tell me he'd give me flowers.
Like, why even bring it up?
Right, he's like, why are you bringing it up? I don't know, it made me feel a type of way.
I was gonna get you something. But then I thought, never mind. Like, what? What are you talking about?
I was like, okay. Especially because, like, I'm like, you'd give me other things. So it wasn't like, I would love flowers, personally. But it wasn't like, I was like, why didn't you get me something? You know? You just told me.
I always love the idea of getting flowers.
No, me too. I enjoy it too. Cutie.
But...
I don't think I've ever gotten flowers. He did give me a teddy bear that's, like, made of flowers. Not, like, real flowers.
Oh, my God.
Fake flowers.
You got one of those?
Yeah.
I used to... You have another one. I used to ask my ex-boyfriend to get me those every single year. I asked for it every year.
Mm-hmm. Did he get them?
I never got one. No. I never got one. I remember I've been sending him pictures and being like, look, it's right here in Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta go get it.
You literally give him the location. Oh, my God.
And then he'd be like, here's something that I'm more interested in. Mm-hmm. Here's your gift. And I'd be like...
Basically just showing you that he doesn't care.
Yeah, but was I like, every single time? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He thought of me. He got me his cologne.
How nice of him to get me his cologne that he's gonna use.
That he's gonna use. Oh, my God. And he wouldn't... Oh, my God. This is no... Okay. Okay, I don't want to sound ungrateful. But, you know, he hit me, so, like, it's fine. He would just... he hit me, so I'm gonna complain about his gifts.
Mm-hmm.
He would only get me fucking lotion, too. And it got to the point where I was like, I don't need any more fucking lotion. Because I had, like, 6 bottles at one point.
Damn,
and
what was I trying to say to you?
And they were, like, full. And I use lotion. I love lotion. But I was like... He was like, what? I thought you liked lotion. I'm like, read the fucking room.
Yeah.
Read the room!
Like...
I haven't...
This is just, like, choose something different.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, so annoying.
Especially when you're, like, telling him other things that you would like. It's like, you're making it so easy. You're
begging
like, telling
for it. Yeah, begging for... I can't believe I was asking for things. It was just so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
So glad
How do you think relationships have changed? Or just, like, even dates? Like, how do you feel like they've all, like, changed with the years?
Mm.
Like, you know, from your first date... To Whoa. Now, like, what things have you taken?
Oh, bitch, I thought you were asking.
Like, what have you taken? Like, life lesson. What have you taken? Like, oh, maybe I, like, oh, that's a red flag. I'm not going to
I thought you were asking me, like, a fucking history question. I thought you were asking me, like, how do you think dates were, like, back then compared to now? And I was like, bitch, I don't.
I mean, I would say, like.
Bitch, I don't know.
I was in, like, the 1900s. I at least heard, like. Like, courting was a thing. I mean, I think mm-hmm. before and then also. But, like, courting, you know, like, you kind of have to ask a parent, like, can I go on a date with this person?
Yeah.
And also just, like, having to have chaperones.
And then, you know, I wonder what, like, dating was like, for, like, people our age in like, the 50s.
Some...
I wonder how, but, I wonder what,
I didn't hear you. I was talking.
I wonder what, dating was like for people our age in, like, the 50s.
That's what I'm saying. That very different.
Like, I wonder... The life lessons I've learned from
it doesn't even have to life lesson, but like maybe what you learn from like a date that you're like, next time I'm not gonna
definitely
go with someone like this, or oh, that's a red flag that you took from this one person. So anytime you see it
I don't really enjoy when people bring up politics on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
That one I was like, I mean, it's appropriate to have our views line up,
mm-hmm.
but, like, on the first date, too, that immediately, like, it was, like, one of the first conversations that he jumped into, and I was like,
mm-hmm.
you know?
I mean, me personally, I don't think it would have, like, I feel like it was, like, a full, like, just, like, political thing it would, kind of made me feel like a little like, honestly, because like, I just feel like I'm not, I said this the last one when we were talking about like the politics that were happening. I feel like I just don't articulate myself well enough. And I do keep up, or at least I try to keep up for the most part, especially more now. But like, even back then, like I would try to keep up. I wasn't like the best at it. I admit, so I wasn't all that well informed. I would just say like, if it was like a whole convo, it's just more because like I feel like I wouldn't really be bringing that much to it. Oh yeah,
especially I don't know how to talk about that stuff.
Yeah, I would, like, I know, like, how to, like, say, like, oh, I don't agree with this, I don't agree with that, blah, 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 blah. But I feel like, because I'm just not, like, because I'm not that informed, like, I can't really pull out, oh, I heard this.
Yeah.
Oh, this. Like, there's, like, obviously, there's some topics where, like, I know a little bit about, but like, not enough for, like, I'm going to have a full combo, but I can tell you, like, what I agree with, what I don't agree with. But, so, I would say, like, that would, like, kind of bother me if it was, like, a whole combo like that. If they, like, they just, like, wouldn't drop it. But it definitely wouldn't bother me to, like, talk about it. Because you said align views.
Yeah.
Which, our views got to fucking align.
Of course, yeah. No, like...
I mean, I remember there was this one day. It wasn't... We didn't talk about anything, like, political. Or, like, super political. I would say it is a little political. But we were talking about, like... I think we were talking about, like, having kids or... I don't know what the fuck it was. I don't know what it was. But he said some things that, like, kind of was, like, messed up. I don't even think it was political. I just can't remember that well, like, how this went... How this went on this convo, but we were talking about, like, some stuff, like, with LGBTQ.
Yeah.
Pretty considered that political? I mean, there definitely kind of, are LGBTQ things that are political, obviously, but, like, I don't know. But anyways, you see, I feel like some things I just don't articulate myself well enough, you know? But,
I feel like, we're political.
I would say so, right? Right? That's why I kept going back and forth. I was like, is it? Would it not be? But I definitely do think there are some things, too. But anyways, where he was, like, in his culture, like, he's Christian. I think he was Christian, yeah. Or maybe he was Catholic. One of those. He was like, oh, like, I don't really agree with gay people, but I wouldn't, like, if I had friends or something like that, he's like, I wouldn't say anything. I don't know what he was saying. I think, but that definitely was like, what?
No, literally,
like, when he hit me, about, like, what are you talking about? And that's why he even said, like, oh, like, I don't mind them, because I said, what? When, I don't remember how he worded
it. I don't mind them. Oh.
And, like, he was nice and everything, but I definitely ended things with him.
No, so yeah, I
was
like, I definitely wouldn't end things. I mean.
Well, obviously you would, but me, I was like.
I don't know, girl. There have been some straight guys that I've talked to, and they're like, I hate gay men. Do you want to come over later? I'll
be like. That's just because they hate themselves.
Yeah.
But, I didn't end a date there, but, like, later on, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to see you again.
Yeah, did you tell him that straight to his face?
Not to his face. Oh, I texted him.
I was like, wow. I was like, you see, Marisa, I was like, I'm not bold. You've cut off more people than I swear I've cut off with.
Yeah, I mean, I used to ghost a lot. Like, that's all I used to do. He was actually one of the ones I didn't ghost. He's the one I didn't ghost. Like, the night of. The next night, I just ignored him.
Mm-hmm.
But then the day after, I was like, no, I'll just tell him. Excuse me. But, because it was like, I can't go over that. I just can't. Like, I can't look over that. You know?
No, that's, like,
especially
really
thinking of, like, my future. Oh, there's nothing. I wouldn't discipline kid like and like hitting them hard, you know, stuff like that. Maybe to give a little, you know.
Yeah, like on the.
But
way.
I'm not actually gonna like go full force, you know, on that. Yeah. Like, you know, because like I mean, with my siblings, I told you I take care of them sometimes. I would like do this.
Yeah.
And but, like that's, actually like going crazy is like actually like, smacking them. Like I think it's because like I grew up getting hit. I don't want to do that with my own kids. I remember he says like I'll smack my kids, like I'll hit them, and I was like, what? And he's like, and he was like, well, I got discipline, and I think a little discipline is well, which I mean. I think a little
smack. But there's
smack.
Also, like, other ways to discipline.
But, like,
actually,
like,
not, full like,
on, like, just hitting is, like, no. That didn't do any good for me, in my opinion.
I don't think it did any
for
good
most
for
part,
me
I feel like it didn't even stop me from doing whatever it was I was doing.
I would just do it anyway, but, like, secretly.
Yeah. Or, like, it just made me more secretive.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just what I was like, I would do, and he was like, oh, I would do that. And I was like, no.
What? He's a bitch. What are you talking
not
about?
Like, that's not for me. And then, again, just what he said about, like, gay people, he was like, oh, I don't agree with them, and I don't really, like that. But, like, oh, but I'll be friends with them, blah, blah, blah. I don't care what they do. He was like, I don't care what they do, you know, because it doesn't involve me. It was kind of like, I don't know if I could agree with that. Because then I thought, again, you know, to my future, if I were to have kids and all that, I don't care if my kid's gay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be, like,
I do.
Kicked
that's
out. Hasta la vista. I don't longer love you. You're disowned. Like, that's not going to be me at all. So I was like, I can't have someone that is, that or that could possibly do that, you know?
Yeah.
That's just not someone I want. That's not the kind of father I want.
No, yeah. Oh, my God. Especially not. Yeah.
Kind of husband, you know? Like, no. So I definitely think, like, I wouldn't mind talking about, like, some political things.
But,
maybe, like, the whole conflict, definitely not.
It was a lot.
But I was even, like, when we're in, like, the talking situationship part, you know, just, like, texting, there have been a few where, like, I have talked about, like, politics with them just a little bit.
I feel like after, like, a while of talking, like, maybe, like, You know, like, yeah. you're texting for a couple of days, you went on a date, like, first date convo. That was a lot for me.
I don't know, I don't think I'd, like, really bother me if we talked about it a little bit, honestly.
That's a lot for me.
Especially with, like, how you said earlier, like, well, like, how things are right now, I don't think I would mind
talking about it. Yeah.
Personally, just, like, a little bit.
I have a story to tell you. I meant to tell you earlier when we were talking about our weeks, but...
I ramble so much. I really need to articulate myself much more better.
Today at work, right? Mm-hmm. I'm working. We're having a good time. This guy comes through. He has two drinks and...
What? Did you just watch me wipe yeah, it off?
I like the sound it made.
Oh, because I did it hard. I was like, I want to get a majority of this
frosting off. Anyway, he comes through. He has two drinks and three food items, right? Oh, my God. I like... Okay, this is, it made me mad in the moment. It's making me mad all over again. So... He checks out. Like, he pays, right? Literally, immediately after he pays, he goes, were those drinks iced? And I said, no, they're Black Pikes. They're not.
Oh, my God. Literally hot coffee?
Yeah. And I said, no. I said, I can get you an iced coffee if you would prefer that. Instead, he goes, no, can you just take the drinks off? Literally, like, not even, like, a minute. No time has passed since he paid. It was immediately after he paid. Can I get those taken off?
Mm-hmm.
You... swiped your card already. And so I said, yeah, but I'm going to have to charge you for the food again so I can just do, like, a refund. And then he was like, it's just, like, do you have to, like, can't you just, like, refund the two costs? And I was like...
You said you'd have to, like, refund even the food?
That's just the refund way, the coffee? That's the way that the shift supervisor that was next to me...
She
just avoided the whole transaction.
Oh, she avoided the whole thing? She
avoided the whole transaction. I was like, charging for the food. He was like, do you really have to charge me for the food again? And I was like, she already avoided the transaction.
Oh, it's okay. Too late. I would just refund the drink. Because I was like, recently that happened to me. You were actually working there that day. This guy, he ordered three vanilla lattes. And then, again, same thing as you said. He pays... You know, the money's in. And then right when I give him his change in the street, he's like, can you take... I think he either said, can you take one coffee or two coffees off? I think he said take one off. I don't know. And then he was left with just, you know, whatever he did want. And I was like, yeah, we all change our minds or something. Because, like, sorry, I changed my mind. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. We all change our minds, I guess, huh?
Oh, my God. It made me so...
And it was so annoying. Because, like, literally right as I closed the door, the register and everything. Like,
Why
you were thinking this before? Like, they do it on purpose.
I know.
I was so annoyed. That's why I even told the supervisor, can you do this? I don't want to talk to him anymore. I even got as far as, like, putting it all in. But I was like, I don't want to do this. No, so I just got the supervisor.
Yeah, no, that would make me real fucking mad.
It was annoying.
It made me mad today. I was like, I literally can't fucking believe that immediately.
Literally right as, like,
after he paid, he goes, actually, can you get those two drinks taken off? What? Why are you going to remind us?
You guys can find us on all streaming platforms as Chatterbox Crew. And then we are on Instagram. We're on TikTok as Chatterbox Crew. So go follow us there. And then you can find me on Instagram as xo.xomaria. Two A's at the end. And then my TikTok is whatsup_maria. Where can I find you?
If you want to find me, you can find me at Nathaniel Next on YouTube and TikTok. Still not back on Instagram. Still not back on Twitter. Anyway, we gotta go.
Bye.
We gotta go.
Go wash my hands.
Gotta go. Goodbye.